Hello and welcome to the War Report. I am your host Cyrus, joined by Quan. This is a show where we talk about NXT and AEW. And hold on, I'm gonna try to fix the docket as we do this. How you doing, Quan?
Getting old is trash, bro. Like, bro, I woke up in pain. You know, like. Just waking up in pain, like, why does that happen? Like, I mean, like, I just woke up like in a, like extremely just like tight back on like the left side. I don't like that.
All that working out you be doing, bro?
Dog, I don't know what it is. I haven't worked my back. Well, I did today, but because I had a plan, but like I had to work my back. Nah, I did really light. I did more arms than anything, more bicep. And stuff than anything, but it was just, I don't know, it just sucks. Like I'm at the point in my life where I have to wake up and stretch every day. I do like a whole like little 15-minute little stretch routine, then this is my new morning routine. I did do the 15-minute stretch. I you know what I mean, I'll wash my face, brush my teeth, then do the 15-minute stretch, then get some coffee, check the timeline, see what's really going on, if I missed anything.
Nigga watching the timeline before he brushes teeth. That is crazy.
No, I said after they brush teeth. So you didn't even listen to my damn routine. but so it's just like, man, just like the older you get, the more you just gotta like really just fucking take care of yourself. And I just gotta get into the habit of like making sure I just take care of my health and my body, because this shit hurts, man. Like I can't make sudden movement. I mean, you know all about back pain. You know what I mean? Just like,
yeah,
I can't make sudden movements, though.
I was going through this before I even hit your age, so it's just like,
you know what I'm saying?
I can't relate. I feel this all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you do it, but besides that, yeah, everything's good, man. I got a question for you. Did you watch X-Men 97?
No, I did not. I don't think it looks good. That's why I'm not watching it.
Yeah, so I saw y'all talking about that in the Discord. The animation's a little. I don't know how to explain it. I think
it don't look good. Like, that's how you have to explain it.
I think in action, I liked it, but we're like when it was just kind of them talking and doing dialogue, it looked off to me. Like the way their mouth moved looked off to me, but. Mm-hmm. Outside of the animation, I thought the story of the first two episodes was very strong. And the great emotions, great writing all together. It definitely still had the kind of the corny 90s, you know, dialogue, but I think that was like purposely done.
Yeah.
but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I like them kind of. Definitely made Cyclops look a lot cooler than he has been, or kind of his perception of him over the last kind of couple of decades.
They kind of had to, because instead of watching that, I've been like just consuming a lot of like X-Men like comic book content and stuff like that. So like, Cyclops is a really like cool dude.
Very misunderstood superhero.
And you would never know it if you like stuck to the movies and TV show. Like,
it's like Aquaman.
Yeah,
where kind of his perception was for a long time, like how people viewed Aquaman, like the guy who talks to fish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What changed Aquaman for me was Justice League Unlimited, when he got rid of the orange and it was like the shirtless with the hook and shit. Like, I thought that design was fire. But I think it's kind of weird that like people would like hate Cyclops, right? But like the same people that hate Cyclops would be like the Killmonger was right type people.
Yeah, they're just kind of following whatever the trend is, kind of the meme of it all.
And it's just like, I think that like Cyclops does go that radical route that like, you know, people think like the mutant should in the comic books. Like, I think I've been consuming a lot of the content as of late, like House of X, all the way to the Fall of X, all that sort of stuff. Cyclops, a real nigga, man, for sure. But no, I don't think I'm gonna watch that show. I don't think so. I don't even know what it's on.
It's on Disney. It's on Disney Plus.
Well, I can't even watch it if I wanted to.
I don't have Disney Plus either. I've been watching on them sites. You feel me?
You watch it on the Quanflix, bro.
Shout out to Quanflix. No, I don't watch it on Quanflix, but I'm on them sites. You feel me?
It's been a minute since I've been on Quanflix. I ain't even gonna cap y'all down,
bro. Like Disney's content. It's been pretty bad. That was the first one to let go. I'm getting close to letting Max go. However, the only thing keeping me around for Max is that I can watch NBA and I'll be able to watch the NCAA tournament and House of Dragons.
Wait, hold on.
Come of it.
You can watch NBA with HBO Max.
Yeah, any of the TNT games, any game that's on TNT, they broadcast it on Max. Yeah, they've been doing this last season, dog.
Well, you know, I don't really keep up with basketball, but I find that very interesting. Well, I also have like Hulu as like.
Yeah, you got the Hulu.
Yeah. That's normally if I wanted to watch anything sports related, I would go to my Hulu for that. Something I do want to cut out. Well, there's a whole bunch of shit that I want to cut
there's
out.
A lot of shit I want to cut out. Yeah. Okay, closer.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna go there. But yeah, no, I like and sometimes whenever I do like watch sports on like the Hulu thing or on Hulu, is like I'm waiting for something else to happen. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, I think the last time I watched, like, a full game is because I had it in the background and I was, like, doing, like, school stuff. Like, and there was, like, nothing else to watch. Or I couldn't think of anything else to watch.
Not for you. And NBA is weird. Like, NBA is fun until about, like, the first, like, 2 months of the season are really fun. And then you hit, like, January. And it's kind of like, that January to February is kind of rough till you get to about All-Star break. And then even after a little after All-Star break, it's still kind of like we're just dragging through this. And then around this time, it starts to pick up a little bit again. Come, we're getting close to playoffs.
Yeah, I watch games sporadically, and then, like, I'm a little more locked in during, like, playoffs. But, like, then I'm really, like, I will actually watch all, like, the finals. Like, finals games, I'll, like, watch all of those. Or at least keep up with most of them.
That's how I am with baseball. Once I watch baseball come playoffs, I'm not watching regular season baseball. I can't do it.
Two things about baseball. Novak, who has been posting the MLB clips in chat.
The games are fun.
Dog.
Games are fun.
That sound design is crazy.
Oh, it's so good. When the bell, they've perfected that, the ball to the bat sound effect. It sounds really good.
That shit is satisfying. I kept watching it over because it felt like I was like actually in the arena, and I've been to a baseball game before, but it brought me back to that moment. Like shit was crazy.
That sounds really nice.
I was like, dog, I would like to see more baseball.
I will say before you get your second point, baseball is a lot more enjoyable with the pitch clock. That was the best thing baseball could have did by far.
Okay. That's fire.
Best thing they did, because bro, you know how much time they were like, you don't really, I guess you, I don't know if you really like realize how much time they were wasting in between each pitch.
They got a shot clock violation.
Yeah, now you got shot. Like, you better pitch that shit. You got 15 seconds to throw that damn ball over grabbing your nuts and shit and spitting sunflowers. You nigga, throw the fucking ball. What are you waiting for? It just makes the game go by faster.
I'm glad they added that. And then, I don't know if you, have you seen that documentary or like that YouTube video that talks about how like Japan got so good at baseball?
I didn't watch it, but I have seen it. Like,
you
seen it, like,
have to watch it. Like, it's damn near slavery the way that they work them boys to get really good at baseball. And what's crazy is that like it usually pays off because they'll be like the highest paying. Like, you know, they're the highest paying in the league now, but it's just like they would go through crazy training.
Hey, some of them Asian cultures, man, they don't fuck around when it comes to training or just discipline or just kind of working. You know, I mean, you ever see about like even when you hear about the even the K-pop stars, they're freaking like the training camps they got to go through. those sound brutal just in general, just like, you know what I mean, like everything is just like really intense sometimes. They strive for perfection.
If you don't pass Negro Music 101, you don't get to be an idol star, bro.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's crazy. Was that all you had to say about baseball?
Yeah, that's it. I am
okay, because I wanted to get it. Did you, all right, if you didn't watch that X-Men, did you watch Quiet on Set?
I've been keeping up with it. I have not watched it. I do not want to watch it. I find it very disturbing. And then what's that dude named Dan Schneider? We don't want an apology from you.
Yeah.
We want your life.
Yo, you know what's crazy though? Listen, right? So I'm watching it, and out of all the people that like got accused and shit or just kind of like stories, he was actually probably like, he was still on some nasty shit. But like the other people, like the old boy, whatever, something Peck, not Josh Peck, but whoever, the one who was sexually assaulting Drake Bell, that guy, he was a fucking sicko. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm excusing Dan Schneider, because he got to pay for his sins too. But like,
I think all of Nickelodeon has something to pay for.
That's not, you ain't lying about that. But like, unfortunately, no one has straight up said. I think Amanda Bynes has implied, she wasn't in the documentary. Amanda Bynes has implied that he may or may not have done something to her. But like, nobody else really had, unlike the other two people who got accused of shit. You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. There were actually people who were like, yeah, nah, they were bugging. But Dan Schneider was just a nasty nigga on some real nasty, freaky, weird shit. Just made everybody uncomfortable. Not only the kids, but also just like the other women writers. And just like, they were just bad vibes, bro. Just like, so to go and do that, and then you do an interview on the Hollywood Reporter, and then the guy who's interviewing you is one of your former actors on the fucking Drake and Josh show.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, the dude with the dreads, he was one of the actors on the was it iCarly? He was on iCarly. He was kind of like a reoccurring guest on iCarly.
Oh, he was the smoothie guy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the smoothie guy. So I'm just like, who are you trying to fool with that? Like, that was your bright idea to do that?
I honestly think that's really crazy, because that's like, insane. dude will just call the cap.
Yeah.
That's spooky, bro.
Yeah, just like, he's on some, but yeah, just, it was just really kind of just talking about like the power Dan Schneider really had. Like, he was, because like, it's very similar to like, it's, I mean, it's similar to a lot of stories, but I guess it's related to wrestling. It's very Vince McMahon kind of related, just like, he just had so much power and so much influence. Like,
yeah, so you could just do
Nickelodeon was kind of just like at his will, because like, yo. You got, look at the success he had. Like, how many shows, like classic shows that like we grew up on? Like, think about it. Off top, all that, Keenan and Kel, iCarly, Drake and Josh. I think it is Zoe 101. Like all those fucking shows. That's hit after hit. Like, I mean, like that's what really fucked me up too. Because I like they were showing like different skits from like all that and shit. And it was like stuff I remember that skit, like laughing at it as a kid. And now as an adult, I'm like, yo, that's fucked up. Bro, what the fuck? And like with context and shit, it was like, man, I think that really messed me up more than anything. The fact that like this is shit I grew up on. Like I was a Nickelodeon kid, 100%.
I saw a video that was just like, It was one of the All That skits where they had like the black kid. They gave him like an exaggerated nose, and they like put the noses on his shoulders.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, that
and
shit
then
was
they
crazy.
Were just like, oh, and they were just like, oh, this is just kind of just like a glorified like gum joke. And I was just like, oh yeah, no, it's definitely like coded in that. And then what is it? It was just like,
yeah, dicks on his shoulder, bro. That's just crazy.
Yeah, he did have cock shoulders. But like, and then one of the right, you know, he like does like a really large sneeze, and then like the boogers is all over the lady's face.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is like a glorified cum joke. And it's just like, that's crazy, bro.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
and everybody's so, like nobody, and like nobody like at Nickelodeon was like, you kind of bugging, dog. Like nobody. That's where I'm at with it. Like, yo, nobody at Nickelodeon was like, are you bugging? I know it's the 90s, but like, come on, dog. Like, what?
I'm pretty sure they were all in it, or it's just like, you know, that's hilarious. And then, what is it? And I remember seeing like a lot of other like TikToks and like other videos where they were just like, this is like a reoccurring thing amongst like all children's cartoons where like, it was like a compilation. I think it was like a Teen Titans Go thing where, what is it? Wonder Woman gets hit. I think like Cyborg has like udders, and then he like hits Wonder Woman with milk, and it's just like, is that not like weird to y'all? And I was just like,
yeah,
you kind of got a point. This is extremely weird.
It definitely is weird. Also, I gotta say, just like with the Dan Schneider stuff, a lot of it wasn't new info to me because there was a YouTube documentary like a couple years ago that came out that like got really into detail about all the Dan Schneider stuff. And that's kind of how I found out about it. So that wasn't as much new information as opposed to the other guy. I want to remember his name. It's something Peck. I don't remember what.
I think it might have been Brian Peck or something.
I believe you're right. I believe it is Brian Peck. It's something like that. But either way, just like that guy was sick. Just hearing like kind of like Josh, I mean not Josh. Drake Bell kind of like really just speak on like the situation. Mm-hmm. It just like, man, that's just really unfortunate. And just like a lot of people failed him in that situation. And then and to make it worse, he kind of like kept the cycle going because he was also accused himself of fucking, texting a young girl or something like that. So it's just a sad just cycle of abuse, and I hate it, man. I just hate that even that type of shit even happened. And it kind of just like,
yeah, like we all know, like everybody's just like, oh, you know, like a lot of children stars are like fucked up, or like, you know,
yeah.
And it's just like, okay, let's actually like stop, like let's stop the root of like why that happens. Like we need to just stop letting that rock, you know.
Yeah, there's so many variables. Like even like the Net Declassified, like their podcast, oh. they'll like joke about like how much drugs and like sex they were having. Like, yeah, like I'm sure they're doing that to cope with like whatever they had to deal with, but like that, like it wasn't even just sexual assault. Just like there's so many just variables of like fucking up these kids' innocence and just like
Something that I actually saw from what is it, the Net Declassified niggas was they're actually making fun of it, and then people are just like, all right, bro, just because like, you know, you didn't get t- like life also like, you know, being on that show also like messed you up in your own ways.
Yeah, so they talk about, like, that's what I'm saying, because they talk exactly because they were laughing at it, but I'm like, yo, y'all also talk about how y'all were all drugged out. Fucking preteens, fucking and drugged then, out. Like, what?
And then Mo's talking about getting ran through before she landed on Ned.
You clearly got some kind of like sexual repression or some kind of shit going on in your life. So, like, I mean, you don't have the what's the word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I don't know any. I don't know words, but it's just like, Who are y'all to make like jokes? Like y'all,
yeah, to be laughing.
Yeah, who the fuck are y'all? Y'all are just as, I don't know. But man, I just hope a lot of the people who were involved in that got to heal from it. Got to get their story out, and hopefully some people face the consequences. Oh, the nasty part about the Peck too. He only got like 16 months in or something like that in jail, like 6 years in jail. It was something way shorter than what he, you know,
what he was accused
of. Yeah, for what he deserved. I was like, bro, what? Also, Will Friedle, Ryder Strong, all the people who wrote letters, character letters for him. Y'all nasty. Y'all some, yeah. Boy Meets World. Not Dan Schneider. Old boy that went to jail. Peck. The Boy Meets World keeps letting me down. Every time I hear about these guys, they just keep letting me down. You know, that's my all-time favorite show, man. It's like them and That 70s Show. Both of them just let me down this year.
And that 70s really, Show is actually, you know what? Hyde was never one of my favorite characters. So it was just like, yeah, get that nasty makeup out of there.
Get out of here. I agree. I'm with you on that. But yeah, man. I just, would you, also, I would never, ever, I don't care if you we grew up in the sandbox together, I'm not writing no character letter for nobody on some sexual assault shit. No, I'm not. You're not about to have me looking crazy when I come to, when I come to find out you did that shit. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. Ain't no way. You can be my brother. I'm not.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I can't risk that.
But okay, let's talk about some other stuff.
We got trenches. There's a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah, so it's a load of trenches this week. We're gonna start with the Monet contract. Give us a lowdown.
Man, look. It was just kind of a PW insider. Why can't I open the damn thing all of a sudden? I don't know why it's not working. Anyway, hold on. Now it won't open. Oh, okay. Fightful kind of reported. Just basically.
Kind of reported. It's hilarious, but keep going.
No, I'm sorry. PW Insider recorded. Let me source the right people. Both AEW and WWE have pursued Mercedes Moné and were willing to commit to deals that amount to eight figures in total over the course of the deal. Deals which would be record-breaking numbers for female performer in professional wrestling, and now makes her likely the top paid female performer in history. I believe that. I believe 100%. I believe Tony Khan paid her.
No, I don't believe that WWE was willing to pay more for her than like a Becky.
Let's see. I mean, according to I'm just going off PW Insider. They said that they were definitely in the running. A major part of the decision to go with AEW was that Mercedes Moné believed that while going back to WWE could be beneficial, it would have been a return to where she had already been. The final factor in the decision-making as to where to go on Mercedes Moné's part was which destination would allow her for stronger potential, and not just for herself, but for additional and future women in professional wrestling.
Sure.
There's a lot put on her shoulders. They're really trying to push this kind of like, oh, I'm going to change professional wrestling globally, which kind of like goes into her promo at the beginning of the show. Man, good luck. I feel like people should probably lower their expectations. They're putting a lot on her. They're really
Mercedes a lot of gas. Should lower her expectations.
I also agree there too, but also I understand thinking highly of yourself. So I kind of see both sides on that part. Niggas are gassing it though. Niggas was hyping up us. One of them aggregate accounts posted that tweet talking about, oh, Mercedes Moné theme song got 24,000 streams. Yeah, I don't work for the music business, but 24,000 streams don't sound like that much to me.
Yeah, if you like actually listen to music.
Yeah, I don't think 24,000 streams is like anything to like really hype up.
You know how to maybe.
I know. Especially with the Mercedes, it's very interesting. The way Mercedes gets treated online is very
cultish.
I didn't want to use the C word. I really didn't want to use it. It's like
cult adjacent.
It's very
culty.
Paul Atreides-ish. did you watch Dune like I told you to?
No, I don't have HBO Max.
Bro, it's on Netflix, it's on Max, on all the damn apps.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
I believe so. It was. I feel
like you're lying.
Nah, I swear it was on that. It was definitely on Netflix at some point. They might have taken it off now. But either way, it feels very like.
How am I supposed to watch it if it's not there, bro?
Nigga, I don't know. It's on Mad Apps. Just fucking watch it. But it might be on Hulu.
It's on Mad Apps as it's on only one.
Whatever. Anyway. But yeah, it's just like.
It is on here.
I see. Look at you.
Okay. But yeah, it's stuff.
I think they're taking it off soon. So watch it. As soon as possible, but yeah, it just feels it's a lot of gas, man. It's like, bro, what the kids saying now? Glazing, they glazing her, bro. Glazing her heavy. She got to show me something because, like we've discussed, you know, previously. She's only had three matches post WWE. Mm-hmm.
She only had three matches. Got injured on the third one, and then my thing is that like. She's in AEW now, and then all she does is like a lot of promos. And it's just like, that has never been your strong suit. And you are in the shut up and wrestle company. Just start wrestling. Just start having matches.
Not in the Pepperman era.
It's like you came to AEW, that is the shut up and wrestle company, at like the worst time where they're actually expecting people to like cut promos and shit, which is like, you're not good at. I don't care what anybody says. She's not good at that. She's terrible at it.
I gotta imagine she's working Dynasty, right?
I fucking hope so. That's probably gonna be her debut.
That would make the most sense to me. But yeah, that's pretty much it on Mercedes contract talk. What do you guys see? We gotta let it play out.
I mean,
see where this goes. I don't want to discredit it yet and just say like this shit that, like, you know what I mean? Like I wanna see where it goes. See how this goes. You know what I mean? I'm not about to jump and just say it's bad automatically. I didn't mind the first promo. This week's promo, a little rough. I ain't gonna hold you.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? The Jungle Boy update. Jack Perry is not fired. According to Meltzer, he has not been fired. Tony Khan is mad at him. I like how Meltzer says he's getting the blame. It's just like, yes, because he did it. He made that so. And then there was a quote from Tony Khan earlier that was just like, oh no, Jungle Boy's like doing great work over at in New Japan. And I was just like, we sure?
I only thing I know he's doing in New Japan, I know he's with House of Torture. I don't even know who's in House of Torture. I think Evil's group, right?
Probably.
If I'm not mistaken. Couldn't tell you what's going on with that. But you know, good for him, man. It might be good for him to get a little excursion out there and see what. Maybe we'll come back with a new moveset, different kind of attitude. It might help. Fuck it.
I don't think this is gonna be beneficial for him, man. I'm just being honest.
Oh like, man, that's rough.
Yeah,
I do feel like.
Don't say you feel bad, bruh.
I don't feel.
Because he had no business acting the way he was.
Yeah, he definitely. That's the problem. Like, he definitely just went and did this for himself and then got his ass whooped. And they got kicked out. But damn, I feel like people have done worse stuff in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back sooner than Jungle Boy did. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy how that works.
It's not like Jungle Boy was like in the doghouse previous to that. I'm pretty sure this is like his first offense of doing anything like that wild. You know what I mean? Sammy, where like he this is like his seventh offense of doing some dumb shit.
My thing is that like what Jungle Boy has done or Jack Perry has done unrepairable damage to the company. What Sammy Guevara
but it's not
done,
solely on him.
But what Sammy Guevara has done is probably just like gets them internet backlash for a couple days, which is like something they could bear with because they have a cult that can like, you know, have their back or whatever. And you know, it's not only Jack Perry's fault.
It's Tony Khan's fault. It's CM Punk's fault. It's like
and seven CM Punk other got fired.
CM Punk did get fired. That's why I'm shocked Jungle Boy ain't get fired. Honestly,
like I think most of the parties involved got what they deserved.
Yeah.
Like Jungle Boy is like he's not fired, but like he's in a dead company. I think that's just as bad.
In Japan, they said that nigga to Japan. Said, yeah. He can just go to Japan, dog. Go ahead and get out of here.
They sent him
to a foreign land.
Yeah, they sent him to a cooked product, bruh.
You see Shogun? Seth, where you going, buddy? Then they go off.
You see Shogun. That's where you're going. Hey,
that's where you're going, on, bud.
No, he's cooked. It's just like, what?
Sayonara.
What more can we do? Thanks, Kwan. Yeah, no. it's very rough for the kid, but I don't know.
He'll bounce back. It'll be all right.
Shit, I don't give a fuck if you do or don't. That's the real.
That's the real.
Okay, moving on. Obafemi is getting love backstage. You know, I feel like pro wrestle the wrestle purists blocked me because I don't see them tweets no more.
Yo, I had to go search wrestle purists. I don't see them as much either. I don't Loki. They might have got like shadow banned or some shit. Loki, because I don't see them a lot either.
I'd be okay if they got shadow banned.
No, I don't mind the actual wrestle purist account. It's kind of the people who are affiliated with wrestle purists I don't like. But the actual account itself, I think it's fine. It's mostly, for the most part, not really that biased. Outside of when it's kind of like their own content, like they post a lot from like their Stokely interview they had today. So but it's their content, so I'm not gonna fault them for that. But yeah, I don't really mind. It's more so the people who are affiliated. Same thing with Fightful. I don't mind Fightful the website. It just people who over there suck. You know what I mean?
Man, remember when we had a Stokely? Remember when we had a Stokely interview, bro?
Man, good times.
Crazy. But the Obafemi thing.
Oh, officials in NXT have been impressed by Obafemi's performance since becoming the North American champion. One NXT source described him as someone WWE view as a future WWE champion. Officials have been surprised by Obafemi's development in a short time, with the viewpoints of him being quote-unquote the total package being a common one backstage. It's also noted that WWE sees Femi as a source of untapped potential and does not have any plans to rush Femi to the main roster. One, that's a good idea because he's not ready at all. But I understand where they're coming from. I do also agree that I think he does have a lot of raw potential, and you can definitely build off that if he, as long as he puts in the work. I don't disagree. I think his promos are fun. Is it me, or has he turned up the quote-unquote African a little bit?
Did he turn it up a little bit? He's embracing the Wakanda chance, bro.
He really is. It's just nasty. I hate that so much. I really don't like that.
Hey, I'm not African. If Dion don't like it, then I don't like it. But I do think it is corny.
I don't like it.
I think it's corny.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt, maybe I'm just, I don't, I gotta maybe go look at some older promos of his, but I just feel like I like this week when I was watching, I'm like, man, he really putting on that accent strong.
He laying it on thick, bro.
Maybe he went back to the motherland a couple weeks ago. We just ain't know. You know, like when you go back to your homeland, you get the accent comes back a little bit stronger.
I would not know.
You ain't been back to Haiti?
No. Very ill advised to do so.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah, they kind of wilding over there, aren't they, right now?
Ain't no kinda. They in a state of emergency.
I don't know how true all that stuff is, but that shit look kind of crazy. I was like, all right, y'all got it.
Yeah, it's just not looking well, bro.
I might be Haitian myself. I don't even know. One day I'm going to do my ancestry. Bro, no dead ass, though. Like, I don't know my father's side of the family, like my biological father. I don't know what's going on over there.
Bro, you're from Nigeria, bro.
You think I'm Nigerian?
You're Nigerian, bro.
I'm pretty sure my father is. I got to ask my mom. What is this thing, bro?
I can feel it.
I give you Nigerian vibes? It's crazy.
Yeah, you're definitely Nigerian. Moving on from my Nigerian brother.
Moving on from the black diaspora.
I do think that Obafemi does have like a lot of potential right now, and I think it would be fantastic if they did not try to move him up the raw to the main roster at all, or try to like force that. Yeah, that would be really stupid on their part. So let's not do that. That's all I got. We'll talk more about it when we get to NXT.
Yeah, for sure.
Malakai Black on his philosophy of wrestling, and it's everything that AEW isn't.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting quote. He was just like, this is from Developmentally Speaking. I don't know if that's a podcast or what it is, but he was just like, wrestling needs less Michael Bay and more a little bit of thought-provoking methodology. Basically, he just like, yo, it's more to just moves, which, you know, me and you have preached ad nauseum at this point, as far as just like, it's more than just doing a lot of moves cool and just like, they gotta have a reason. There has to be like outside shit. There gotta be more to your shit than just like, I wrestle good, bro. That don't, like, everybody wrestles good now. You gotta have more than that.
I know he saw Darby Allin just jump off that ladder and said, this nigga is an idiot. Stupid, bro.
Oh man. Or you watch the Ospreay Kyle Fletcher match, which is like, what the fuck? What is this?
And I agree. I think that like Malakai Black is like one of those people that like kind of takes like you know, he like takes he takes his character seriously. Like there's a lot of thought and like that goes into it. Like I remember when he like came when he like first debuted, and it, like I felt like it was very I felt like he's like creating his own little like cinematic universe. Like he didn't like try to say like, oh, like I'm breaking out of my chains coming out of this shit, you know, no corny shit. Yeah,
he made it to a character, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He
not only that, he continued the character from WWE to AEW. Like he still had the black eye and everything that he had in WWE. So like I think him and Bray kind of have a similar mindset, and kind of how they see wrestling. Probably why they got along pretty well, you know what I mean? Just like
shit, it's probably why he don't get no love on AEW, bro.
That also
he be really trying to tell a story, and the Tony Khan is just like, why?
You know what I mean? You want Collision, dog? You don't do stories on Collision.
You do long ass FTR matches, bro. Like get with the program, bro.
Yeah, man. He wants out so bad. Let's keep it as that. That man did not want to be there. Buddy probably don't want to be there. Actually, no, Buddy can stay because he's the one talking about breaking chains. I can't believe he posted that. Nigga was bugging.
Yeah, keep that nigga there. Yeah, no, like Malakai is definitely somebody that like Krusty wants out, bro.
Yeah, bad. Free Malakai, bro.
Yeah. Let's move on. Why I want my, I gotta lock in. Shayna Baszler is announced for Bloodsport. Fucking rad. And what is it? She's gonna wrestle
Masha Slamovich.
Yeah, which I've seen what she's done so far. I would say that I am a fan.
Yo, I was just gonna say, bro. So I've been watching TNA. I haven't watched TNA in years, but I started watching From Hard to Kill. And I at first I had only really seen Slamovich in just like tag matches because she was tagging with Killer Kelly. Mm-hmm. But she had a singles match a couple weeks ago against I believe Danny Luna. She's really good. Like she's really good. Like I was impressed. No. I was like thoroughly, I was like, man, she's really good. So that should be interesting. I just thought it was really interesting to see that maybe work with GCW of all companies.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of threw me off. Like GCW, but I guess Triple H and Josh Barnett have a prior relationship.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine like him talking to Joey Janela. Like, let me Shane
of what is it? No, I think it's like a dude name is like Brandon Lauderdale or some shit like that.
Isn't he cool with Steph? Or didn't they have that picture with Stephanie? They do have a relationship, don't they?
Yeah. I think they tried to do some shit like this before.
Yeah, you're right.
But no, this is cool. And I think like this definitely opens the door for a lot of like a lot of cool matches because what is it? Bloodsport is probably like my favorite like GCW thing, even though like I do feel like they kind of amped up the like the sports entertainment of it, even though you know they try to stray away from that. But Shayna Baszler versus and I think it's interesting that she's like wrestling like an impact talent at that. I think that might be another factor that or another thing that factors into it. No, that's cool. I want to see if they get like some like male wrestlers on there. And like
I was gonna ask you that. Do you think any male wrestlers will be involved?
Maybe not for Bloodsport, but let's
for any kind of GCW show that weekend.
Get the Creeds on one of those shows. Or one of the like the spring break or
Play Creeds on spring break.
The clusterfucks or like whatever. Yeah, like do that. That'd be sick. Hey man. WWE, lock in, bro.
Yeah, you want you want to get good, want to get good with them right now. You know what I mean? They're hot right now.
Yeah.
Insanely hot. Okay, I'm gonna go on a real quick tangent. Not it's really very quick.
Go I off, think. King.
I think. Are people not realizing what we're seeing right now? I feel like people are so nitpicky at every little thing. Like you, like this is the best I've seen WWE since like 2002, and people are just like, I don't understand how people are just so negative on it. I'm like, this is like, this is good stuff. Like we don't, like we gotta appreciate this type of stuff. Like we haven't had this in a long time, man. So it all just blew. Like I saw people like really just kind of like nitpicking at the WrestleMania build, and I'm like, it hasn't been perfect, but people are talking like it's bad. And I'm like, this has not, like, bro, I've been watching Raw for the last like 3 weeks. I haven't been bored.
I think Raw. I actually think that Raw has been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been like, good.
And like, I don't think any of these builds are like really bad. Like, the only build that I have a problem with right now is the Roman and, you know, the Rock shit. Like, that's the only thing that's like bothering me or pestering me right now. That's it.
I think Rhea and Becky could have a little bit more interaction.
I mean, they're about to kick it into high gear now because I think Becky this week she finally put like the nail on the coffin on the
she put the Nia stuff.
Yeah, she put the
Nia. I thought there was a lot of outside factors in it, which I understand why they did it, but just like, all right, let's get to this Becky Rhea shit. Like, let's really lock in. I need some physicality. I feel like none of these feuds have had any real like physicality between each other. Like nothing. There's no mega powers exploded type shit. You know what I mean? Nobody's really hit each other. They've all kind of, it's mostly just been promo work. I'm ready for like they can start beating each other up.
Let's take it to the next level.
Yeah, beat her ass. What are we doing, waiting for? EO and Bailey barely touch each other. You know, I'm ready for people to start like, let's go. It's Mania. Like NXT, they on it. Niggas is fighting. Off rip.
A lot.
Niggas is fighting.
They're fighting a lot.
A lot of intensity in some of these matches. So I would like to see main roster. I'm hoping these next couple weeks they get into it. I feel like they're about to lock in for real on Friday with this Roman Cody shit. So that's my little side tangent. I just saw like, I feel like people are like, they're not like appreciating what they're seeing right now, and they're gonna look back in a couple years like, "Oh, that shit was fire." I don't know why I'm being so nitpicky about it.
I've seen a lot of people like, people are saying that like, "Oh, you know, this build has been like this and that," but it's just like, remember, we got an amazing match between Sasha and Bianca Belair. Please tell me that you remember that. The fucking build to that remember. Shit was trash.
I don't remember none of that fucking build.
Trash.
COVID era? No. Couldn't tell you.
That shit was so garbage. They were beating up Reginald like every other week. Like, cause they, like, I guess those two just couldn't get physical at all. It was like really bad stuff. And it gave us a historic match in the end. So.
Yeah.
It's okay, fellas. It's okay. Next is the Darby. Darby Allin broke his foot literally the day before he had to go climb Mount Everest. That's unfortunate. I would have really liked to see him climb Mount Everest. That would have been really cool to see.
Hey man, I'm not the most religious man in the world, but if that's not an act of God, I don't know what is. That has to be it. He's clearly telling you, keep your ass on ground level.
You know what I mean? It would have been. He would have been perfectly okay.
Are we sure?
He would have been fine.
There was some divine intervention there on some Final Destination type shit. Like,
I think that's whack. Something. I feel like whatever God got involved should mind their own business.
Hey, I don't know, man.
Like that shit probably would have been like really lit, but you know, some God had to step in, bro. I feel like we could have got something legendary there.
Well, Darby, get well soon, bro. That's all I got to say about that. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunate that you couldn't climb that mountain, bro.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. I'm watching Remember the
Good Times, Head Ass Nigga.
No, I remember the Titans. It's my all time favorite movie. Watched the other day.
Yeah, no. Jokes aside, yeah, that whoever stepped in, whatever God stepped in from stopping this man from climbing Mount Everest, good on them, bro. And then it shows that, like, yeah, you can get injured, buddy. Like, you're human, like the rest of us.
You saw Nick Aldis got injured.
Yeah,
I know you can get injured by anything, especially as you get older. But I don't know why the thought of him just getting hurt. Like, he doesn't wrestle. Like, what did you do? Tear your damn bicep. You're going to do hard in the damn gym.
I'm like, my nigga, what is you doing for real, bro?
See, if I'm talking about you just get older, shit just start tearing for no fucking reason. How old Nick Aldis?
Too old to be fucking getting caught
he's
up.
He's only 37. I thought that man was like in his 40s. I ain't gonna hold you. See, sometimes only 37. How old is Mickey? 44. Damn, look at him. Go ahead, get him an older woman. I respect that. Good for him.
What's wrong with this nigga, bro?
Get a little cougar. Come on now.
Just want to be wanting to beat your mic, bro.
I had the biggest crush on Mickey D when I was a kid, bro. I swear.
You and many other adolescent children,
man,
bro.
Man, she showed up. See, that was my OG Crazy Girl gimmick. Maybe that's why I look at Crazy Girl gimmicks different now. Because, like, you couldn't beat that. Like, that was the best one. Crazy and Stalker? Come on, huh?
All right,
kind of girl.
Let's get into AEW. How'd you feel about the I Quit match?
Similar to a lot of Adam Copeland matches in the last 3 to 4 years. Very slow, very plodding, long for no reason, overbooked. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. I would like to say tonight, didn't hit. I can't even say it was like bad. I was just like, this is just long, bro. Like, I don't think this needs to be this long. Like, it's just like just two old guys, like, who clearly are past their prime. I mean, like, I think Christian's doing great work character wise, but just like, you know,
with that.
But just like, they're trying to keep up with the young niggas, and they just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all can't do that no more, man. Y'all gotta know. Y'all gotta let the young boys do that. Y'all do y'all thing that y'all are good at that you've been doing for the last, you know, three decades.
My thing is that the stuff that they're good at was ideas of Vince. You feel me? Like, it was under a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think they're definitely on some stupid shit and overbooked as usual.
I hope this is it. I hope that's done. Like, no more Christian Edge stuff. Let them do.
I don't even want to see what they have to offer individually. I'm good. Ugh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm good on Edge and Christian. I don't want to see any more of it.
I hope we don't go back to the Cope Open shit. Cope Open shit. What did I say? Cope Open.
Where that's like the open challenge joint.
Yeah, remember you doing the open challenges when he first came in?
Sadly.
Yeah, I hope we don't go back to that. I don't really know where Edge's direction at is after this. Maybe they can run back Garcia. I don't know.
No. Let's not do that.
Yeah, but congrats to Adam Copeland, he's 2-time TNT champion. Yeah,
nope. I'm not congratulating him for that.
Oh, look at you. That's hate.
Yeah, I hated everything that was part of it. The Mercedes Moné promo. This promo was really just a rehash of last week with like some more stuff. With a weird tease of Willow Nightingale turning heel on top of it. That was weird.
I was a little confused. Well, first she gave us a video package. I guess I don't know. I think I do understand why they did it, because I do believe they're probably fans who didn't know the stuff with Willow. As far as, you know, she got injured during the match with Willow that took her out for 10 months. She did speak on that. Yeah, and then Julia Hart and old girl
maybe
come out.
Maybe if Mercedes Moné was clearer about it, you know, she wouldn't have to reiterate on the second promo. But that's just me.
Well,
that's
I'm not going to fault her on the first promo, because the first promo was like, hey, I'm happy to be here. I wasn't mad at that. This one, yeah, I would have liked it to be a little bit more clear and concise of what we were getting at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then Julia Hart and Sky Blue, which I don't think they interacted before. Did they interact last week? Am I bugging?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, at the main event. Okay, that's right. So
it's what ended the show.
That's correct. Okay, so yeah, so like they come out. And then Willow and Chris come out. But then, like, Willow teases she's going to hit Mercedes with a steel chair, which is like, I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Where did this come from?
Sometimes on Rampage or Collision, when they show like a segment backstage with Chris Stokely and Willow, I don't be paying attention to it. I'd be skipping it sometimes. So she may be teasing heel, but as far as I know, she had not really been teasing heel like that. So for her to like, is she or is she not going to hit Mercedes with a steel chair, kind of felt like that was kind of out of character for her. So that kind of threw me off. I don't know where they're going with this. At first I thought maybe they're doing, is Mercedes going to be the heel? But now I'm just not sure. I still think the possibility could be Mercedes is going to be the heel in this. But then I don't know why they would do the same thing. They just did that with Okada. So I don't know if they want to do that twice in a row. I don't know what's going on with that. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Hey, never underestimate the stupidity that can come from AEW, bruh.
But also, Rampage is ongoing right now as we speak, so I don't know we can have further developments as far as that story goes. But
yeah, I think later on we should check in and then see what happens, because I think they might come out again.
I'm looking up timeline now. The match is currently ongoing as we speak.
The street fight.
Yeah, the street fight between Willow and Chris versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue is currently ongoing. So,
okay. All right. Well, we'll spin back.
I'll keep my eyes on the timeline.
Yeah, we'll check back when the NXT is over. When Rampage. We transition to NXT.
Okay, gotcha.
How do you feel about Okada versus Eddie Kingston?
I thought it was a fine TV match. I don't think neither of them went too crazy on it. It wasn't like, I thought it was really a standard TV title match. I don't know if it's just the design of the championship. It just looks so fucking like, I think Rob Ugly New York said it best. It looks like a fantasy football championship. So like, it just feels unimportant. I don't know. Like
Rob would say that.
I kind of equated like the Continental Championship, which they changed the name because it wasn't the Continental Crown Championship. Either way,
it was like the Triple Crown, some shit, right?
Well, no, because it was the Continental Crown, but the Triple Crown was the other two belts involved as well. So I don't. But now this is the Continental Championship. But just like, I feel like that's like the equivalent of like when WWE had the European Championship. You know what I mean? It was like the fourth most important title, like the lower mid card championship. So like I just feel like why would Okada want that championship out of all the championships?
Guess what Okada is, bro?
Is he lower mid card?
He a lower mid card champion. That nigga's a nothing right now, bro.
So that's like, I don't know. It just doesn't help that championship looks so fucking like tacky and cheap. Like the gold don't even look real. You know what I mean? Like it's like a darker gold. I don't know. Like it shit don't look right. Am I bugging?
The gold don't even look real. It's hilarious, bro.
Am I bugging? Don't it look like? I don't know.
It looks cheap, bro. Just say it.
It's definitely their ugly, which is crazy. I think AEW does a really good job with their championship designs for the most part. I think all of them look pretty good. Yeah, when I was like, I don't know, man. Not feeling it, but yeah, Okada's the champion. Three matches in. It looks like he's gonna be. I'm not feeling it. It's like gonna be him versus Pac, possibly at Dynasty. I don't know, but yeah. So I mean, that's gonna be a good match.
What is that stanking?
You're not feeling Pac versus Okada? I'm fucking with that. That sounds like a good match to me.
What is that stanking?
All right,
I'm not fucking with that shit at all. Well, I wouldn't say like at all, but that doesn't really excite me. This is AEW. What does?
Hey, you girls wild, and they must saw that Becky Nia Jax match. That we about to take it to the next level because they over here, thumbtacks, table spots, all kinds of shit.
I mean, it's the normal shit that they usually do, Quan.
I know. I'm just saying, bro. They are bugging out. I'm seeing little gifts.
Like that's not like that's tame for AEW, bro. Like Becky and Nia probably did like a lot less, and guess what? A lot more people saw it. Quick hits. We got Hook defeating Chris Jericho. You had an observation in the chat, and I thought that was really funny. But that was like, are they trying to go for Suplex City here? And I think
Bro,
it's
this
funny how they have Hook in this Brock Lesnar role.
little after
Yeah, he's like little as shit.
this match was so weird to me. I don't understand the logic of the match itself. Like, if you're going to do the SummerSlam Brock Cena match, then do it. Why? I don't understand the point in doing all that and then having a roll-up pin for the win. What the fuck was the point of all the other shit we did in the first 90% of the match? If that was gonna be the finish, it was a roll up.
You know, AEW never been good at
I
psychology,
don't
bro.
I don't even want to blame. I think this is Jericho's ego who just didn't want to take a regular straight up loss.
Peppermint's
That's what
WWE, bro.
I think. I think this is more Jericho than anything. And also the worst part about this, that means this is going to extend. This is gonna go further, which means unfortunately for Hook, he's stuck in the Jericho verse. Hate to see it.
I wouldn't wish that shit on my worst enemy, bro.
Yeah. What do you think? He's like 0 for 7 on getting people over since he's been there. I swear, who has he gotten over?
0 for 7 is a crazy stat.
Has to be. Has he gotten anybody over? He got nobody in his crew over in the little group, either group. He didn't get Takeshita over. Shit. Osprey got Takeshita more over than Jericho did in just one match.
Yeah, nah, being 0 for 7 and getting niggas over is crazy,
Bro,
bruh.
he got nobody over.
All MJF did was survive it.
MJF was the only person that kind of that came out of it okay. He got out purely off will and charisma.
Yeah, no, Jericho's ass.
Godspeed to Hook, man. Also, what's this Lion's Heart shit about? Get that shit out of here. Do you think he's doing that to prove that like it's
He
not
still
just the
got
theme
it.
song, or just it's not just the theme song that's over? It's him.
Yes, that and the proof
It's
that
not
like he still
Judas.
got it.
But he ain't wrestling any different. Now he's wrestling Lionheart, like Lionheart. You know what I mean?
He
It's
can't.
just Jericho.
He can't wind back that clock like he used to. So I
Yeah,
don't know why
that's
he's doing
crazy.
this.
Yeah, he tried to bring it back to 92. Bugging.
Let's continue on. I absolutely did not watch this match. I went to clean my plate and take out the trash. Toni Storm, Riot Mae versus Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa. All I know is that Toni Storm got pinned.
Yeah, off was it a roll up? I don't remember what it was. But yeah, Toni Storm did get pinned. This is her and Mariah May's first loss of the year. So it looks like it'll be Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm for the pay-per-view. I don't know where that leaves Deonna. It seemed like there's a little tension between Deonna and Thunder, so it's possibly maybe it could be a multi-woman match. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at with it right now as far as the Tony universe. The match was nothing to write home about.
Oh, I'm sure.
No real thoughts on that one.
I am damn near certain. Okay, let's move on. Damn, I don't even recall watching this one either. Maybe I'll still take it out the trash. Swerve versus the Butcher.
It was quick. It was a squash.
Yeah, I remember. I came back for the promo. I don't remember the match though.
Swerve came in. I mean, Swerve versus the Butcher. Swerve gave him like a heel hook type submission for the win. It was nothing. It was just a means to get Swerve out there and to get the promo going, which is the more important part. Yeah, called out Joe. And so I'm gonna choke you out with this chain because you tried to choke me out. He said he tried to, but like he did choke you out, dog. Like you got you were snoring. So I don't know what you're talking about. Like he succeeded. So
there was no attempt. He did the murder. Yeah, so.
So you think they're running that back at Dynasty?
Oh, absolutely. Also, I think this program is cold as shit. I think Swerve is cold as shit.
I think Swerve's cold. I think Joe is cold.
I mean, yeah.
Joe just feels like we're just waiting for him to lose it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. We're just waiting to see who loses. He's like peak transitional champion. Like, but I feel like I don't think it's going to be a long. I don't think it's going to be transitional because I feel like he's holding that until Wembley. Who's gonna beat him? Because I feel like Ospreay is the end game here, as far as who their champion, who their guy is gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best place to have Ospreay win would be in Wembley, right?
One would say, yeah.
So unless they want to have Swerve beat Joe and they do Swerve versus Ospreay, but I don't think they're gonna put Swerve in the main event at Wembley. I don't think so. I saw people kind of booking that, and I'm just like, I don't think they're gonna do that.
I mean, it's his hometown, bro. Like,
no, I'm not Ospreay. I'm talking about Swerve.
Oh no, no, he's,
no,
he's
Ospreay going to main event that show. I'm talking about Swerve.
Oh no, Swerve is losing it. He's losing it before he even gets like the opportunity to like even like. He's not moving forward with that.
I don't think Swerve's getting you 70K tickets again. If that's the plan.
Real, yeah, no, it's cool for young brother.
Maybe if Kenny's back, if Kenny's back by then, it might be Kenny Ospreay. I wouldn't be mad at that.
We're not tired of seeing them two niggas.
When's the last time they wrestled each other?
Last year.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Forbidden Door.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Okay. Oh yeah, can you drop that nigga on his head?
Yeah, it was also referenced in his promo.
Run it back.
I'm tired of that. But it is what it is. Yeah, I don't think Swerve does not make it to I don't think Swerve is ever gonna be champ. That's the real shit.
I don't think anytime soon. I can see him winning like the TNT championship.
Yeah, that world title does not have his name etched on it at all. All right. How's that match looking? Who won? Did Monet get involved?
Let's see what the timeline says. I'm sure Monet is involved, but let's see.
Okay, Meals just put in the chat, hashtag Mercedes was not involved. So.
Oh, whack. Oh, man. That nigga's hype. She ain't even there. She went home?
You. Well, that's funny as hell. NXT, we got Roxanne Perez versus Tatum Paxley.
I have a question for you. Before you get into it, am I bugging? I don't like, you know, I don't like talking about women's physiques or anything like that. I really don't.
I'm scared to know what you're about to ask.
Does she look like, does Roxanne look slimmer to you? Like her face looks slimmer? Am I bugging?
You know, I can't say I was really like, not in a freak man way, bro, but I can't say I was really paying attention to her face. Shit,
but like, no freaky.
Yeah, no freaky. I wasn't paying attention to her face. Like,
but yo, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm bugging. I don't know. She looks great. I mean, but I'm just like, she looks different. Something looked different. I was like, something looked different.
Ladies, cancel him.
Cancel him. Cancel. Damn.
Yeah. Get this nigga up out of here.
It's long overdue.
Sicky. Long overdue is crazy.
It's long overdue. I should have been got canceled low key.
For what and when?
I don't even know. In general.
Man, just say, hey, just smoke me, bro.
Just get this over with. The inevitable. The inevitable turn.
Just get it over with. It's hilarious. Okay. But yeah, I thought this match was really good, and Ava makes the match. I think Tatum Paxley is getting better.
Improve. I agree.
Yeah, I know you're not. I know you're not a fan of the crazy girl and all that sort of jazz, but I do think that she's doing pretty well for herself at this current point in time.
No, I agree. I think she's improved. Roxanne, I'm still not 100% sure how I feel about this heel gimmick. I'm gonna let it rock. Gonna be a little hard to convince me. It's, I felt the same way about Cora Jade too. I was just like, I don't know, is this working? They're too,
Oh,
you're too like cute and dainty. I don't
for I would say for Cora Jade, it wasn't working.
know.
And honestly, I feel like, you know, she got injured before she can like actually make it work.
Yeah.
So that's the
That's
unfortunate part.
tough too. She came in with the new titties, came in with a whole new look. I thought, oh, she's about to kill it. That's a different level. Once you get the new titties, that's a different level.
I wish Zoom had timestamps.
Come on, man. I'm lying. Bro, if I was a woman and I came in with some fresh new titties, come on. That's gonna take my like my up to the next level. If I had the money to get some fake abs on some Drake shit, I'd do it. You know what I mean?
I'm letting all that sit. Me, I my views are my own. Oh.
Stop being scared. Jump off the ledge with me.
My,
Let's take this
my.
podcast to the next level. For
That boy said, "Come on, bro. We trying to get this fresh and fit bread."
That's pressure fit? That's not pressure fit.
Oh shit, I don't know.
No, but come on.
I was about to jump off a different edge. Let me relax.
Yeah, I can't talk like that because those girls too young for me to be talking about like that. I won't do that. But you know.
Ava makes the match. We're gonna get Roxanne and Lyra at Stand to Deliver in a very great match. Also, Lyra would be wearing them big ass boots and they'd be killing me, bruh.
I didn't even peep. But she had them on.
Just big ass boots to make her a little
Some
bit taller than Roxanne.
stompers. It ain't that
Yeah,
hard. She's only 4'11". How tall is Lyra?
Lyra got to be like 5'3", bruh. Wow. Oh. Let's
Google.
see.
5'7".
Cap.
A lot to me.
cap like
You
shit,
think
bro.
that's cat?
That's cap as fuck. Why do I go on WWE to get like okay. She's standing next to Becky Lynch in this photo and she's five. She says it says she's 5'7", right? All right.
How tall
We're
is
gonna look
Becky?
at exactly. That's exactly
Becky
where we're
looks, she low
going.
key kind of tall though. Like sneaky tall for a woman.
Becky is 5'6", so somebody's lying here.
Okay, somebody's lying. So we're not shooting, we're working.
You tell me, bro. Hold on. I'm just gonna send you this photo real quick. I hate dead air like this, but come on, bro. Becky has like a whole inch above her, bro.
Everybody listening, join us on Google and look at these photos of this is on Discord. Let's
Yeah, I
see, this
sent it
looks
to you
bad.
on Discord. What is it? It's like the when they team together or
Okay,
when.
but this is the thing. Does Becky have lifts in her boots? You know, there's different variables. Because this is, you know what I mean? Because there's no bottom half of the photos. I don't know. You know what I mean? There's different variables in this. Could be a lot of things.
Okay.
Because some of them having lifts in their boots. Kane had like
Ooh.
3 inches on his paws. You know what I mean? Kane wasn't 7 foot. He's like 6'8". Nah, I'm lying.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at the he had the 3 inches in him, bro. I'm trying to find a picture of Lyra and like Tatum standing next to each other.
Well, Tatum's like 5'0" as well. Either way, it doesn't matter.
Five.
This had nothing to do with anything.
I mean, it is NXT related. 5 foot nothing is also hilarious. I'm sorry. Tatum Paxley. She does not have a height documented yet, unless we go to WWE.com and still nothing.
Nah, she ain't been in the system long enough. They like, we don't worry
Yeah,
about
you
that
gotta
yet.
get that. Well, whatever.
Lock in.
Lyra had the big ass stompers on her. The Tony D'Angelo and Ilya Dragunov segment I thought was kind of pointless. I didn't give a shit about what either party said. I don't find this match particularly any, like, I don't find this interesting at all.
Yeah. I'm with you. I feel like they took a step forward with the kidnapping. That's a crazy sentence to say. But then they kind of like took a step back this week where it's just like, okay.
You're on one for this episode. But
yeah, it's over, no, dude. It's the crazy part.
Not that crazy to me. But yeah, I'm not rocking with this. I think Crucifino is a good addition to the squad. I will say that for sure. But everything else, I'm kind of just like whatever to it. I just don't really care for these promos. Like, I don't think these promos are like interesting or cool. Honestly, just fast forward me to the match. I don't have anything else more to say at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Trick Williams defeats Noam Dar. I think it's very relieving and very nice to see Noam Dar wrestle in something that's not for the Heritage Cup.
Oh my God. Yes. Thank God.
Like, he wrestles like a completely different person. It's a lot more enjoyable, even though like Metaphor still gets like involved in shit, but like he feels like actual wrestler now.
Yeah, I'm happy to see him just work a regular match as well. It's been a long time. I think since he got there, he's been working nothing but either he'll do a tag match or it's a cup match. Like, he's only been doing those pretty much. So yeah, it's nice to see him work a regular match. And I thought him and Trick, I think it's very smart what they're doing with Trick, but just keeping him in the ring with guys who are vets and know what they're doing out there.
Yes.
I think it's just a good idea to keep doing that, because clearly Trick is still pretty raw out there, and you know he definitely improved. But you know it's gonna. I'm very interested to see how the match with Carmelo goes. I don't know.
The guy, I'm terrified.
If Carmelo is capable of carrying Trick to a really good match, and it's probably going to main event the show too. But also, I have a feeling it's going to be some kind of like gimmicky street fight type shit. So like,
would you be okay if it didn't main event?
I wouldn't like. I just think it would be a bad idea. I think it's the hottest feud out of the three possible main events that it could be. It's the hottest feud. It got the most time, the most build. I think it should main event. I don't think Tony D'Angelo and Dragunov had that much heat to it. Lyra and Roxanne, I guess if they want to do that, I wouldn't. I would probably still go Trick versus Carmelo personally.
Okay.
Just be dope.
But I honestly don't really care who main events. I'm just hoping that Carmelo Hayes and Young Lad, they deliver. Because if they don't, we unbraided your hair, Carmelo.
Could you imagine then, like, pinning him down and taking his braids off?
That's the worst threat I got.
That's terroristic. That's funny.
And then Melo attacks Trick post match. I thought it was cool beatdown. I hate the security guards, the losers and the shiesties. But when I was talking to Justin about it yesterday, he brought up something really fucking funny. He was just like, what future NXT champion you think is under that mask right now?
I'm saying, he ain't lying. It's a tradition as old as NXT has been.
Yeah, and I was just like, that fair point.
I love the camera angle they did, though, where like Trick was in the ring, and like you see him in the background, like Melo just takes the hoodie off or the sexy off. I thought that was a really good shot. Oh, another real quick. That little 2 minutes of Raw on Monday where just one straight up one camera shot, that shit was so fire, bro. That shit was so cool. Did you see that?
Yes.
Shit was so fire.
I haven't stopped thinking about it.
That's bro. I feel like they're way more experimental on Raw than they are any other show. Like, I feel like they don't do stuff like that on SmackDown. Raw, they just be doing whatever. I love it.
Yeah, no, I love that shot. I thought it was great. Cinematography.
That was beautiful, bro. First of all, the fact they even like just went through Gorilla twice. I remember the time we didn't even know what Gorilla looked like for years. Yeah, it was like it was like a mystery vortex of a fucking, like, you'll see them go into Gorilla and then you'll see them come out, but you never see inside Gorilla unless there's like a documentary or some shit. So
just... Yeah, no, I thought that one continuous shot was like really fucking good. Like, and then like it from Sammy to the ring, he walks out during his promo, leads into Degeneration, whatever the fuck R-Truth is calling them niggas.
Regeneration X.
Yeah. I thought that was like all really well executed. I thought that was like really good.
A long time ago, back in like the Paul Heyman era of SmackDown, like 2002, they did something very similar to that, except it was all backstage. It wasn't like in the ring, but it was like Brock and then like Hogan. It was like all these, like everybody, like it was like Angle. It was like they had like three different like angles going on, and it was like one continuous shot. That's the only other time I ever remember them doing that. And that's back when the show wasn't live either, so they could probably like, you know, do it the way they wanted to do it. But yeah, it's just a really cool thing. I would like to see NXT start experimenting a little bit more. Remember when they like had the cameraman in the ring a couple times? I feel like they stopped doing that. That was kind of cool when they were doing that.
Yeah, that was cool. What is it? Even though it was kind of like a excuse me. It was kind of like a it was like a pervy shot, but I did like when what is it? When Toni Storm had like the camera that was like behind, and then you could see like the crowd, and then what is it, sometimes they did that for Lyra as well. They should do that a lot more. I thought it was like a very interesting shot. I feel like NXT should be like the place where they really experiment.
That's
like,
what I'm saying, it should be like experimenting and shit.
It should be developmental for like all aspects, like
yeah, fuck it, do it on a show nobody's watching anyway. The ratings for the show is like barely 500. I know you're watching this shit.
Hey, chill out, bro. That wasn't necessary at all.
It was necessary?
That wasn't necessary at all, bro. Why would you say that?
I just so happened to see the rating for NXT this week. I was like, damn, that's kind of shitty.
Oh, what was it?
It was like 523 or something. I was like, damn.
Yeesh. Yeah, them niggas can.
Them niggas not moving. They better bring Dominic Mysterio back. What the fuck they doing?
They need to get the Good Brothers off that show.
That too.
That's the real ratings killer.
When Mio said Sean Spears got a landing strip on his head, I lost it, bro.
Because he do. It's not even a mohawk, bro.
It's a landing strip.
Yeah, no. Dude looks good ridiculous. Lord.
The outfit he had on Tuesday was atrocious too. It was like a low cut like V neck type shit, or like some kind of like you know, like the little like V-mo. The little vest piece, the little she was V. he had a Playboy Cardi shit on. I don't know, but that shit was like, it wasn't a good fit. But there's a lot of bad fits on NXT this week. Who else? Somebody else had a really bad fit on too. Damn, who was it? I forgot, but somebody else, one of the women had a really bad fit on.
I think I might have saw it. I wasn't watching live.
Oh, man, who the hell was it last night?
It's I okay. Forgot.
They weren't working. They didn't have a match, but they had came out. And I was like, that's hideous. What the hell are they wearing?
Oh, was it JC Jane?
No, I don't believe it was JC. JC just had one of her regular old little
light.
Yeah, it was her little regular joint. What's the Fashion Nova type bit?
Yeah, no, I was really just paying attention to the in-ring work and getting the fuck up out of there, because I'm not really enjoying watching NXT in full.
I'm with you.
Quick hits. We got Sol Ruka versus Brittany Reese. I think both these ladies are very nice.
I'm happy to see Sol Ruka back. Yo, she is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. It really does. Like, I gotta see how many matches she's had. In no way she's had more than like 60 matches in her career. And she's so like, I don't want to say Kurt Angle-esque. I don't want to say that.
It's too
Kurt Angle was really, really good in his first year. She has, I'm looking at Katie's match. She's only had 45 matches. She looks like she's been wrestling for years. She looks so comfortable out there. It's really like, it really just blew it by. Like, I just couldn't believe that when I was watching that last night. I was like, man, she's so good. Awesome. I'm really excited to see where Sol Ruka goes from here. I can see her being champion by the end of the year, easy.
I would not mind
at the moment, at the momentum she had last year, I think she would have got it before even Tiffany had got it, low key.
And I would have been okay with that. I think
I would have been okay with it too. She's that good. It could have been Sol Ruka on SmackDown slapping slapping Naomi in the face or Mia Yim in the face. Instead of, I don't think she would have did that, but you know what I mean? It's just like, why did Tiffany do that? Oh, well, yeah, but I think it was deserved. Like, what did Mia Yim do?
Because why is she still on my TV, bro?
I ain't never going to ask for a black woman to lose her job. Couldn't be me.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said just stop being on my TV.
Oh, she wanted to not work. You wanted her catering?
She could main event.
Oh, I made it. Gotcha. Okay. Shout out to Sol Ruka. Shout out to Mia Yim as well.
No.
Isn't it women's month?
So? next segment, we got Oba Femi, I'm White, Dijak, and Josh Briggs. Josh Briggs, that boy made you look dumb as hell, bro. Don't ever speak again.
See, this is the thing. I knew where Josh Briggs was going. It was the long trench coat. It's very Shaft-esque. But yeah, Dijak just shit on his whole fucking insult. Why did Dijak do that?
Boy should have said, Briggs should have said he dressed like Blade, bro.
That's still black. He still wouldn't be able to get that off.
should have said Albert Wesker, man. I know who that is.
I think that's too
nerdy for Josh Briggs
I wasn't gonna say that. That's not a name that just pops in your head immediately. At least not mine. I don't think Albert Wesker not a name. Also, I just don't play Resident Evil games, so maybe I don't know. That's Resident Evil, right? Am I bugging? Okay, yeah, I don't play Resident Evil, and so
you're not.
I don't know where that was going, but I think if that's the matchup, they have a three-way quote unquote meat madness style match. At the pay-per-view, I think it's a good thing for Oba Femi. That's two vets who have been wrestling AEW for a long time.
That shit corny,
bro. Bro, yeah. You know what it is? It's like it's one of those things where like when a corporation tries, WWE just as guilty of doing shit like this. They did it with the Fandango shit. That shit was organic, and then like when WWE's like, oh, everybody's doing it, and they're like, okay, now this is lame. Yeah, it's something like when a company something organic happens and then like the corporation gets involved, it's like, okay, it's just lame now. That's how I kind of felt about, this meat madness shit. Anything, even that's all like fucking Bronson Reed trying to make some shit happen at WrestleMania. Nigga, relax, this is WrestleMania. we're not getting no big boy fucking battle royale just because y'all for some fucking memes. I don't know, but either way, I think putting Femi with Briggs and Dijak, it's Dijak. He's gonna go all out. Briggs, I think he's competent, depending on the match style. And Oba Femi, I think he's just, as long as he sticks with them and just follows their lead, it should be good. It should be a good to decent match.
I agree. Okay. Sorry. Moving on. How do you feel about Ariana Grace and Gigi Dolin?
I think it's funny. I'm fucking with it. I think. I mean, we said it a bajillion. I think Ariana Grace is really, really good at this.
Yes, I think she's also fucking hilarious.
She's good at everything in wrestling except the wrestling.
Let's keep that up.
I think she has great facial expressions. I think she has fantastic comedic timing. I think Gigi's a great, straight man for her in this situation. You get something for them to do. Yeah, no, I'm barely. I really like what Ariana Grace is doing. I just think
I
it's
think this
fun.
is. I think this is good for Gigi. Gigi needs to like. She needs something new.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So yeah, I think this is good for both parties.
I don't know where it's going, but
I don't know where this is going either. But I was talking to Justin, as I do. We're talking about the heels on the women's side on NXT. I got everybody, but do you think is Ariana Grace a heel?
Yeah, she's the heel. She low. She cheated
Okay.
last week. Absolutely a heel.
I don't know. Gigi cheated back, so I feel like it kind of negated it.
Yeah, that's retaliation. That's just, you know, Gigi's edgy. So I'm a low blow you back. I think that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That low blow was so funny.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's funny or stupid as hell.
I am so amazed that like they've never done that before. What took them so long to do that finish?
Because it made no fucking sense. That's why they didn't do it.
But it made all the sense. It's a low blow. A low blow is a low blow. That should still hurt. According to women, I don't have a vagina, as I couldn't tell you, but I guess it still hurts. I don't know how you'd be able to compare the pain. I guess this isn't pain Olympics. I don't want to gender wars this. I'm just saying.
Oh no, you missed my joke. I was saying you have a pussy.
Oh, that's very mature of you. What is it, seventh grade? Grow up.
Hey, you the one that missed out, not me.
It's a bad joke. Wasn't funny.
Sure.
Question
and then
my masculinity.
What is it? Frazier and Axiom. They defeated No Quarter Catch Crew, which who cares?
That match was hard. I like that match. I did. I really. I love when they just let the UK boys to do their thing. It's been a while since they like let them just the UK dude just kind of just like cook. I think the show needed that.
Gulak also had a match with somebody. I forgot. And then the Good Brothers also had a match.
Gulak wrestled. Who the hell did he wrestle for the championship?
Osborne.
That's yeah,
the
Riley,
name,
right?
Riley
Riley,
Osborne.
Riley Osborne. Yeah, correct.
And then Thea bugged the fuck out, and JC Jane got involved and cost him the match.
Yeah. Oh, other girl, Jasmine Nix got involved.
Oh, yeah, they both got involved.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I want to go back to the tag match. Miles Bourne, another Bourne. I like him. I see the vision. Definitely has a good size and a good look to him. And that was the first like real match I've really seen him like really work for real. In a while, it looks like he's really improving. I just hanging around Gulak. There's no way you can't get better. I feel like
you'd be surprised, bro.
Who around Gulak who had, didn't get better?
Enzo Amore.
When last run he had was fun.
I didn't say fun. I said better.
Well, you know, but I thought the finish with the 450 and the Axiom kick and the nigga Axiom doing the pose, that shit was hard. I was fucking with that. Very, very cool shit. Super. We need more superhero poses in wrestling.
I don't think we do, but
you wouldn't get it.
I absolutely would not. Y'all on some other shit. We some family men. Well, I think that's
good
it for
brothers be
NXT.
good brothers be hanging tank. We discussed that already.
Yes, in a match that I did not bring myself to watch.
It went way longer than I felt like it needed to.
Yeah. Story of the Good Brothers, bro.
Yeah, that's their monthly. That's their there's their bi-monthly quota for a wrestling match.
Yeah, them boys need to go somewhere else.
Joe Gacy is stalking Sean Spears.
I think
So,
that's very unfortunate.
Oops. Hey, you know, what can you do?
We could do a lot.
We could do a lot, but Sean Spears is on the show. He's going to be on the show. They gave him all that fancy ass entrance. They put too much time and they put too much time into that, so he's going to be on the show. At least till S&D.
I think that's
That's crazy.
That's unfortunate. Like, get this motherfucker off my show, bro. Also, what is it? I felt like Gacy was like just doing good.
I mean, I want to see, let's see where it goes. I don't want to just, shit on it immediately.
Bruh, it's Sean Spears, bro.
Let's see, it could
I
be
know.
worse. It could be Lexus King.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, good Lord. NXT, bro, this might be the roughest NXT roster men's wise we've had in a long time. This is
Yeah.
what's going on in the PC. Why are the guys not like, where are they at? We look, how many girls, like new girls, have debuted in the last like 2 months? Brynlee Reese, Jasmine Nix, all the breakout tournament girls. They all get in time. When's the last time we got some new dudes? It's been a minute.
The male breakout tournament that was like ass.
That was just, and that's just Oba, Femi, and Riley Osborne. None of them other niggas is doing shit.
Yeah, the Bear Hill.
Bear Hill's gone. Who else was in that shit? Luca's around, I guess. He's
Oh yeah, I'm cool with him. He cool.
yeah, Dion, whatever. My man with light skinned nigga with the glasses. He ain't doing shit.
Yeah, fuck that Clark Kent motherfucker, bro.
Who else
That
was in
nigga
that
weak as
joint?
hell.
Yeah, there's like a lot of them dudes. Like, what's going on in the PC where none of these niggas is cooking for real? Like, what's up, man? What's up, men?
Don't know what's going on, bro. But it brings me deep concern.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. This is the weak men's roster. Like, yeah, there's no Kiana Carver. I don't even know who's Kiana Carver. I don't even remember who that is.
I'm not familiar with their game either.
Tavion, I like Tavion Heights. Why'd they stop? Why is he not on TV? I liked him.
The shit.
He's pretty good out
Maybe
there.
they know something that we don't.
That's true.
They
But yeah,
often
that's
do.
kind of. Yeah, I think that's just really hurting NXT for me right now. Just the men's stuff is just like not that good.
The women normally always carry the show, but now it's like I feel like as egregious as ever.
Like who's dragging on wrestling after Tony D'Angelo? Like, who do they have?
I don't want, that's such a scary thought, bro.
That's
Like,
what
what are
I'm
they
saying,
doing?
bro. What are they doing after? Like, they have nobody like lined up for after, like. Even Tony D'Angelo is kind of like a stretch. You know what I mean? We weren't even expecting that for Stand and Deliver. We thought they were going to pull somebody from the main roster at this point. Like, hey, just throw Chad Gable down there or something like that. I don't know. Anything. So, like, after
Yeah,
Tony
no.
D, I don't know what they're doing. Good luck, Sean.
That would like good luck, Sean, is killing me, bro. Yeah, it kind of just is what it is at this point. Well, that's it for our show. I don't got nothing
That's
else to
it.
say.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love it,
So
love
yeah,
it.
I was given the like the thing to skim one more time to see if we forgot anything. But yeah, that is it for us. You can subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/theashowrnc. You can follow us on Twitter at the A Show. You can follow Quan at the Comeback Spot. You can follow me, Cyrus, at Cyrus on TWR. I don't really have much to say or promote anything as of right now. I'm excited to go to New York. That's gonna be really fun. I'm trying to link with all the homies, but like I think I said it last week, it's just like the school got me on a like a tight schedule. Like, just kind of ass. I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas got chaperones. That's crazy.
I'm saying, like, I'm an adult, bro. Like, what's going on, man?
grown ass man with a chaperone.
Shit is madness, bro. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's get up out of here.